Migration Poll, Jobs, Housing Spur Most Opposition. By Neil Munro on July 9, 2026. Americans most oppose migration because of its damaging impact on housing and jobs for Americans, says a new Gallup poll. The June 1 to 5 survey of Americans showed that Americans are more likely to see negative than positive effects on job opportunities for U.S.-born workers, 33% versus 27%, respectively, and housing availability and costs, 40% versus 23%. In contrast, and dated by the lopsidedly pro-migration views shared by roughly 90% of Democrats, the Gallup poll also reported majority support for the use of migrants as cheap labor or supposedly high-skilled migrants. Majorities say legal immigration has a very or somewhat positive effect on four areas: filling gaps in the workforce left by a growing retired population, 64%, supplying workers for low-wage jobs, 60%, generating tax revenue for public programs, 56%, and contributing to the availability of science and technology workers, 52%. The Gallup poll measures the public's existing views, many of which wobble between decent sympathy for migrants and solidarity with fellow citizens. Those wobbling views reflect the pressure of the establishment media, which is very reluctant to describe the scale and impact of migrants on jobs, wages, and housing. But the direct damage to jobs and housing has been difficult for Democrats to deny since President Joe Biden's migration policy helped spike housing prices and pushed many Americans out of jobs. Vice President J.D. Vance has raised the counterpressure by highlighting the impact of migration on housing and jobs. From day one, President Trump and I have said this very thing. Stopping the flood of illegal migrants into this country will bring down home prices and make housing affordable again for young Americans who are trying to start a family, Vance declared this week. On Wednesday, Vance also spotlighted the impact of migration on white-collar jobs. I'm proud to announce that the Federal Department of Labor has started dozens of subpoenas and investigations into foreign fraudsters who are trying to take advantage of the H-1B visa program, Vance told an audience in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He added, "Here's a simple principle, ladies and gentlemen. American jobs ought to go to American workers and not foreign fraudsters, and the Department of Labor is fighting back against it." Breitbart News has closely tracked Americans' concerns about migration. The media-enabled public divide over migration allows the establishment and its business allies much freedom to quietly import millions of migrants for jobs and housing that would otherwise go to Americans. Currently, 35% of U.S. adults favor keeping immigration at its present level, 31% want it increased, and 29% want it decreased, the poll said.